Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff. Captain Caveman Dennis.
How's it going, Ray?
Shit, what the fuck is going on?
We're all set. We got a great podcast today. Who do we got going on?
Man, we got two young athletes ready to go get it on for the Maverick middleweight championship belt.
Yeah, 185, man. Big Saul. Solomon Renfro, local man from the 716.
Yeah.
Black Dragon. We've had him on before.
Yeah.
Great guest. Got us a lot of views.
Yes.
Powerful, powerful man. Yeah. Beats the shit out of me every day. Made my voice all fucked up from squeezing my head.
That kid's a stud, man. Let me tell you about this, man. He's young. He's hungry. And, you know, hopefully we can see him in the UFC soon.
We'll see him in the UFC someday, man.
Yeah.
Very soon. Let's get him on the line, and then let's get his opponent on the line. We'll call Saul first. What?
He wants to be called last.
He wants to be called last?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's call Eric first.
All right, let's call Eric first. Really? He wants to get called last?
Yes.
All right.
Well, now it's kind of probably getting too late. So let's call him now then.
Right. Yeah, he said call now.
Okay.
Yeah. Saul's going to be like Bubba, dude. We need to have the fan on him and someone blowing him off and ice on the back. All while we're trying to interview him for this podcast. That's how Bubba is in the corner, man. He needs a lot of stuff. Very needy.
Ben Gay.
We got to talk about you and Bubba, how your round went. But I will do that later. I think my dog is dead.
All right. Let's call this Solomon.
Just laying there farting. Hello? Hey, what's up, world champ? How you doing?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. You're fighting in Maverick on really short notice. Can you let us know what you got going on?
Not much, man. You know, I just figured I was already in shape. I never stopped training after my last fight. I was looking to fight immediately after that, but I couldn't find the fight. And so I just stayed training real hard, man. You know, and I just kept working hard, and I figured I'm ready. So let's do it. There came the opportunity, and I'm ready.
Do you think you're having a hard time getting fights because you look so scary?
Nah, I have a hard time getting fights because I am so scary.
That's true. Maybe they seen you working out with rips in your pants. Saul's got like this gigantic male private part that's always flopping out of his pants. Every pair of pants he's got, it always ends up ripped somehow. I don't know what you got going on there, man. Sorry about my voice. Saul choked me out so hard the other day that I ain't talking so good.
That's a good thing.
All right, Saul, we're gonna get your opponent online if you're down with that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's cool. Call him up.
All right, Ray's gonna try and do this.
All right, let's do this.
Ray, you got that number?
Yep, I got the number.
All right, make sure you dial it in right. We don't want to call someone else for Saul to yell at.
Somebody in New Jersey.
And then you got to put the phone in the middle so they can hear me too.
Okay.
Because I'm talking into your back of your phone.
Okay, I got you.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
God damn. I don't like this dude already.
Hello.
Hello, Eric? Eric?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. We're on. You're on Caveman's Corner. We got you and Solomon Renfro. All
right, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Just finished off today.
Good. We're gonna turn it over to you guys. Let us know what you think's gonna go down on the fight night. It's a couple weeks away. Short notice fight for both you guys. Two amazing athletes fighting at 185. You go first, Eric. Go ahead. What's gonna happen on June 23rd, I'm sorry.
June 23rd, I guess it looks like me and him will be fighting for the vacant 185 title fight. Just like any other fight, you know, I hope we're going to give the best for the crowd and best for what we can do and try to put on a good show.
What about you, Saul?
I got no predictions, you know, I'm just
I'm just going in, you know, have some fun, get a fight in, you know, just do my thing.
What do you think, Saul? What's going to go down June 23rd?
June 23rd, yeah, man. Like you said, we're going to show up and scrap, and I'm going to walk away with the belt, man. But, hey, I also want to say this, man. I like Eric. Seriously, I really do, man. I feel like he's a fighter's fighter. You know, like he just said, he's going to show up and scrap. And I like dudes like that, man. I really do.
Oh, yeah, man. I like people as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Nothing but respect, man. This is actually one fight that I'm coming in with no ill will. But I'm super excited, man. It's a scrap. Usually, you know, everybody calling me a big clown on the show, but I'm excited to get in there and scrap, man. Let's scrap, make some money, and I'm about to come away with a belt. It's going to be cool.
I appreciate you coming up and wait, too, man. I appreciate that. I've seen you for a couple 170s and CFFC.
Yeah, man.
Take some balls and come up to a weight class, you know. I've seen you fight amateur, though, 85, so I've seen you guys.
What do you think?
I'm excited, man.
What do you guys think about the stepping up in weight, Eric? Do you think it's going to play a big factor as Solomon has to come up to your weight class? He's a little bit shorter, but he's really stocky.
I don't know. I can't tell. I can't really tell you, but I don't know the kid, you know. But he's got experience at amateur at 185. You know, it is a little different when you're fighting pro at 170s and make that jump back up. But, you know, he's got experience. I believe he's got experience to maintain his weight and whatnot. You know, I got experience. We all got experience. And hopefully come the 23rd, we're all good, and we can get ready to go and rumble, you know?
How do you feel going up in weight, Saul? What do you feel like going back up to 185?
You know what? Honestly, man, I feel good. You know, sometimes I feel like the cut to 70 almost depletes me a little bit. So, you know, being able to fight at 85, you know, I feel healthy, I feel strong. You know, I feel good, man. I feel great, actually.
I'm excited, man. For sure.
This fight is going to be three rounds, correct?
Yeah, I don't know. Maverick's kind of weird. Three rounds, yeah. 5 minute rounds.
Three rounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. Maverick's kind of weird, man. I've been having issues with them fucking all year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad I got this fight.
Three 5 minute rounds is a pretty short time for a pro title fight. Who do you think that favors more, you or Solomon?
Honestly, for me, man, I feel like it goes both ways because it's short notice. You know what I mean? Like, you know, 5 rounds, that might be a difference maker if one guy wasn't really in shape. But 3 rounds, you know, you can scrap. So
yeah,
it is what it is, you know.
I honestly don't even see this going to maybe second. I don't know. I think we're gonna be we'll be getting it on pretty quick, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, yeah, I see that too.
So we know Solomon's
We
know Solomon because we're from the 716 area, and we always know he leaves people in pools of blood. What is your MO? What kind of fighter are you? Stand up, grappling? What are we looking for in this fight?
For me?
Yes, sir.
There's videos out there. You know, I don't got to tell you guys what type of fighter I am. You know, it's all out there. You know, I got a little tricks up here and there, but, you know, I'm going to be the fighter I am, and I'm going to fight. You guys tune in, you find out if you want.
All right. That's a little far for us to come. Where's this fight taking place in? PA, right?
Yeah, Allentown, PA.
Allentown, PA.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of almost my hometown. I'm in Jersey. I'm only like 35 minutes from there. So I think I'll be the hometown guy, but we'll see. I'm sure you got a nice following and whatnot coming through. So should be a jam-packed crowd.
Crowd's going to be crazy that night for sure.
For local people coming down from the 716, what's the best way to get tickets, Saul?
You can go through me, or you can go online and have them. I'll actually be posting it on Facebook either tonight or tomorrow morning, first thing. But I'll have tickets in my hand Monday.
Sounds good.
Mine tomorrow then too.
And for anyone that's listening, if you're Eric's fan or if you're Solomon's fan, make sure you guys buy tickets from these guys. Because they get a commission from the ticket sales and helps them put money in their pocket and food in their mouth so they can keep fighting. It's a tough gig to do to be a professional fighter.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. We definitely appreciate the ticket sales, guys. Please support. Please go out, buy the tickets, buy posters, buy t-shirts, and all that stuff. We need it. Appreciate it in advance.
So, Eric,
the work for you guys.
Eric, we were going to call you, and you said you were working. So do you work a full-time job, or how do you make ends meet?
I work part-time. I'm lucky enough to work part-time. My family owns a liquor store right in town, so I get to do that, and I get to train mostly full-time. So I was over at Miller Brothers this morning doing my rounds, getting my work in with Miller Brothers. I got a lot of free time, which is nice.
Oh, man, if you're looking to work, if you're working in a liquor store, I think the after party's on you, man.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from IPAs, you think?
So how about you? Do you have a full-time job? What do you do, man?
Man, you know, you guys know me, man. All I do is train, you know. I'm actually doing like a little part-time thing right now because I wasn't fighting, so I'm still getting my 2-a-days in, still working my ass off because for me, like I said, I don't just want to be good. I want to be great, and not just great. I want to be the best of all time. So you can't be the best of all time if you're not making a full-time job.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you want to be multiple-time division champ, you know?
Yeah.
This will be the time to shine, but I'm gonna be in there trying to stop you. All of it.
Man, I like it. You guys are taking over the interview. I like that a lot. Usually Saul takes over. I didn't think I was going to even have to talk this time.
Super simple. I do most of my talking in the cage, but yeah. I try to keep it easy, mellow, and you know, a little cheerful here and there.
That's good, man. Both of you guys sound like you're going to be fan favorites. Is this the main event?
I think it's the co-main, to be honest, because I haven't seen them post anything about it as far as, like, being the main event yet. They keep posting some other fight with some flyweights, which I really don't get, you know, but hey, no disrespect to flyweights.
Yeah, they're the main event, you know.
I mean, we definitely should be, yeah.
I don't care if they fight first, second, last, however they put it. We're the attraction, and they know it, you know.
We definitely do attraction.
Last minute, fucking, they give us, what, 4-3 weeks, short notice, bullshit.
But, yep.
You know, we're ready to fight, you know, we're fighters, so. We're the main event, basically. Don't matter when we fight, but we'll be fighting, and God be cheering for us.
I always think two guys that look like you guys should be the main event, man. That's a lot of power going both ways. It's going to be an interesting fight for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, and not just power, man, but skills pay the bills. I got skills for days. I'm just ready to put them on the spot. You know what I mean? I'm ready to get it on. I'm ready to just get it on, man, get this belt, and take my ass home, get on to the next one, you know? But I'm super, super excited for this fight. Like, the way it just came, though, it all came together, man. It was like, it was just meant to be, you know, because I was just training. I'm like, damn, I'm training awfully hard. Like, something got to happen. And then when they gave it to me, I was like, you know what? You know, you want to be great or you want to be average? So I said, I'm going to take this shot.
Yeah, you called me out, didn't you? You asked for this, no?
I asked for a fight. They gave me your name. They gave me your name, and they gave me another Chris guy.
Oh, that guy's a punk, dude. You're better off fighting me, man. You'll get more credit if you beat me. Fuck that, dude.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I was like, I saw the resume, and I was like, you know what, man? That's me, combat champ. You know, let's scrap. Let's do it.
Yeah. See, there you go. I like that fucking attitude. Fuck yeah. You have to come a 21-year-old, 3-0, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck that Catalan kid. Fuck everyone else around here. I had 7 fucking fights fought this year. You know, I took a young, hungry kid, 21 coming up, called me out, and, you know, I'm excited to do it. These type of fights I love.
You just referenced Eric Salma's age, Eric. How old are you, sir?
Me? I'm 29. I just turned.
Oh, you're still young. You're like in the prime of your career, man. This is going to be a great fight.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's still young.
I'll hopefully fight until I'm 40, but we'll see.
Hey.
I'm changing up my attitude and my weight and everything. You know, everything's been changing. It's been feeling great.
Fight until you're 40 is the way to go, man. I'm 40. I'm still swinging.
Yes, sir. Okay, man, you are still swinging. You just fought like last month, right?
Yeah, I did.
I know you were 40, though. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'll be 41 in a couple weeks, so.
God damn.
I'm like TJ age. So what's next for you, Eric, after this fight?
Man, what's after me? I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Rome, Italy, and I'm going on a 7-day cruise down to Greece, Athens. So that's what's next. Then if all goes well, I'm going to top down to 170 and maybe see Solomon again and maybe grab another belt from him. so we'll see.
What's up for you next, Saul, after this fight?
Bro, but I definitely see you getting on to 170. You ain't getting no belt from me. But me after this fight, man, like I said, I'm going to take this belt, and then I'm going to go back home, train, then I'm going to go back down to Strong Style in Ohio and train for my fight in September and go try to take that KLTC belt and go take that one, and then hopefully the UFC will be calling. And I'm there, and I'm not wasting no fucking time. I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to play games. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. I'm here to be great. So that's what I'm about to do.
Are either one of you guys going to defend this belt at 185 if you win it?
Who? You said who? Ain't nobody around here, man. You're going to have to fucking give that belt up and go fight for another promotion. That's what you're going to have to do. Either one of us.
So neither one of you has any interest in defending the 85-pound title. I love that, man. That means the next two people are going to bash out for it, too. If I was Maverick, I'd sign one of you fucks to the big contract, man. Fuck that. Keep my title safe.
We'll see. Yeah, I had two fuck-up fights. My last two fights been fucking hiccups, so we'll see. I got to get my shit back together, get my win streak going again. But, you know, I got good cast in front of me, you know, both of us. And, fuck, man, may the best man win.
Hell yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely like that, man. Hey, like I said, man, you know, ain't nothing but respect for you, Eric. Let's go get in there, man. Let's scrap, sure. You know. I'm going to take this W. And, hey, after that, you probably have a drink or something, man. Like I said, I love fighters like you, man. I love fighters like you, man. You're a fighter. You know, you stepped up. Took the fight, you know, 3 weeks notice, same way I did, but, you know, I love that.
Just remember, Saul, the drinks are on Eric. He works at the liquor store. Drinks are on Eric.
Yeah, right. Hope, New Jersey, 8-12 off of Route 80. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, text Ray the location of your liquor store and put a plug out in this podcast.
Yeah.
Good.
Right, cool. You got anything to plug, Eric, besides for this fight?
Not really, man. I just want everyone to just come out and support everybody, especially us, because, you know, we're the main event, basically. But I just want to just send the love out and just get ready to fight, man.
Sounds good, man. Yeah. How about you, Saul? You got anything to plug?
Yeah, man. Definitely, guys, come watch this fight June 23rd. Come watch me be great. Come watch us go at it. Come watch the scrap. Watch me take this belt. Shout out to, you know, my team, WMI MMA. Shout out to Strong Style MMA down in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to all my family, my friends, and my supporters, and my haters, because y'all make me great too. And shout out to Maverick for letting us get it on, man. So let's do this.
All right, thank you guys both for coming on K-Man's Corner. We appreciate this. We'll get this one posted up very soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
No problem. Make sure you check out Maverick June 23rd down in PA, Allentown. Ray, you gonna be down there?
I'll fight that night, right?
Ah, whatever.
Yeah. I'll knock out Alex Carroll and then I'll take a drive out there.
Yeah. are we clear? Are they off? All right.
No, they are.
All right, cool. Yeah, that was a good one, man.
Yeah.
Pretty respectful. It was going to be a good fight, dude.
Yeah, it was respectful. I thought it was going to be totally different. I thought they were going to go at each other, but, you know, that was cool, though. It was good to see sportsmanship.
Yeah, watching the two of them, dude, man, I think Solomon definitely has athletic advantage and probably a lot of skill advantage on feet.
So, Eric, he got the reach, right? He looks taller.
He's got the reach. He's really, really scrappy, dude. He's, like, watching film on him. He's really, really tough.
I got to check that out. I got to check the film on him, but...
I kind of wish he would have broke down his style a little bit more because, I mean, most of the people that listen to this show know Saul's style. So I wasn't asking him to get into his head or nothing. I just wanted to, you know, to explain his style a little bit. He's a really scrappy guy. He likes kicking a lot, man. He's a good kicker. His wrestling's real scrappy, but not very technical. Everything about him is a little bit scrappy. It's going to be a great brawl, man. I don't think one of the two of those guys is not walking out of the cage, probably.
Oh, so you think it's good?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a finish for sure. Finish? Okay. Probably second round finish, dude. It's worth going down to see. I think Solomon has an advantage athletically. Okay. I think Solomon is crisper with the stand-up.
Now, let me ask you this. Solomon is fighting at 185, so he's going to be a little bigger. He did fight like that in the past, so you think that's going to be a good thing for him?
I'm not sure, man. This is where this is why these guys fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eric should be a much bigger fighter coming in, and he should have the reach and height. And then Saul's going to see this guy, and he's going to be like, man, that guy's a lot bigger. Now right. I know why he fights 70, right?
Right.
But at the same token, I think Saul has a little bit better tools in the toolbox for this fight.
And Solomon, I don't think he's scared of nobody.
I don't think Solomon can get scared, man.
Yeah, he don't care how tall you are or whatever. He'll do what he got to take to beat you.
Yeah, it's a deep belief in himself that really makes him... like, when you listen to the two of them, you can hear the difference in them, you know?
Right.
Like, Eric is a fighter. He's not scared of nothing, dude. You know what I mean? He wants to go in there. He wants to bang. But Saul has that belief in himself. He just knows he's going to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then those little exchanges, sometimes that belief in yourself can be the difference between winning and losing.
Right.
You know, and I always believe that, like, you're born a champion, man. Something in you is born that way. You can breed a champion, but some people are just born to be champions. And sometimes there's guys like Pat Mix and Solomon that I think are born to be champions. But you know, you never know when they're going to hit a hiccup on the road. You know, that's why every fight's so important.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely pay money to go see this fight. It sucks that I'm... I would love to go corner Saul for this fight or go down and watch it. But yeah. I'm actually going to be commentating your fights.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I got to fight. I'd rather go down there and watch Saul.
Yeah, so I just want to say this while we got... There's probably a lot of people listening to this one because Saul's important and Eric's important. They're fighting for real world, you know, a pro title. Yeah. If you lose this fight to Alex Carroll,
oh my God,
I will never let you hear the end of it from now until the day you die. I just want that to be put on a public record. Every podcast will start out with, you lost to Alex Carroll.
And when I die in afterlife, when you die...
I'm going to die way first.
You could have, as soon as I walked to the pearly gates, K-Man comes
out. You lost to Alex Carroll.
Go to hell.
I'm sorry that we ruined Saul's podcast with that, but I had to say it.
Oh man, that was a good one though.
Yeah, I think Saul might have better submissions, man. Saul's got some tricky stuff now.
Let me tell you, man, Solomon is fucking strong as fuck, man. Mm-hmm. That kid's strong.
Yeah, I wish I knew Eric better. I just seen a couple of videos on him, man.
I got to check some of his fights out. I got to really check it out.
Yeah. It seems like we're a little biased towards Solomon, but we're from the 716 area, so we see Solomon fight all the time. We're a local podcast. And if you're fans of Eric, don't hate on us, man. Like, if Eric wins, we'll be singing his praise, too. It's just...
We respect every fighter out there. Anybody that step in the ring, in the cage, we got respect for them, you know, because we know when shit ain't easy.
And, except for Joey Morrison.
Oh yeah, he's easy. He's easier than Niagara Street Hole.
Yeah, but back to what we were saying, man. We respect everybody.
Yeah.
So good luck, Eric. Good luck, Solomon. It's gonna be a great fight if you can, guys. Man, make sure you buy tickets.
Now let me ask you this: I forgot to ask them about pay per view or any way we could watch it online.
I believe Maverick streams their fights. We'll text Saul and we'll find out. Okay. We can text Saul and Eric. And if they do stream the fights, normally the fighters get a stream code.
Okay.
So if you put in their code with the stream, then they get credit for the money that you paid to watch it. Which is important to every one of us, man. You fight, I fight. We know how important it is to sell tickets, right?
Hell yeah.
So like most of the time I make more from selling tickets than I do from the fight. So it's important that we sell these tickets and you guys buy them from us if you're going to go watch, all right? Yeah. It's a big thing for us. Some fighters may not appreciate it, but we definitely do. Solomon does. I'm sure Eric does. Ray does for sure. Ray, you got any tickets to sell?
No, everything's online.
Oh, man. So if you're going to go to Batavia Downs to see Ray fight, make sure you put in Ray's name when you buy the tickets.
Yeah, please.
Or Gray Hendershots because he has beautiful hair.
Oh, come on. Forget about him. He touched an ugly-ass spider.
Yeah, that's true.
Him and Man Rogers got that spider.
That spider's awesome.
Ew, it's disgusting. She better not shake my hand with that hand she used to touch that spider. Get some bleach wipe that hand off. Ew, that germy spider. Ew.
Oh, man. I think this is our shortest podcast, man.
Yeah, it was short and sweet.
Short and sweet because we got Solomon Renfro the Killer and Eric. What's Eric's last name? How do you say it?
K-Man, why you do this to me? Why you do this to me? You know I don't. You know I'm bad with last names.
We should have asked him. But yeah. I felt embarrassed because we already had Saul on. What are you laughing about?
No, I thought I got a message here, but I didn't.
You thought you had a message, but you didn't?
I don't know. It sounds weird, but...
Oh, man. This should be the Easter egg, not the part of the podcast.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, you can hit me, text. Man, what a mess.
You're a mess.
I gotta mess up the ending.
You do.
All right, fight fans, we are out of here. Peace.
That was another good one, Ray.
Yeah, it was. Short and sweet.
Yeah, hell yeah. I can't wait to see that fight, dude.
It's going to be... Eric, a striker, you believe, came out when you saw him fight?
I think he's very reminiscent of the last guy I fought. He just kind of like hangs on. He's scrappy every position. On the feet, wrestling, and the ground. I wouldn't categorize him as anything but an MMA fighter.
Okay.
I think it's going to be interesting, man. If Saul can hurt him, it's going to be a really quick fight. If Saul has a hard time hurting him, then it's going to be a long fight for Saul, you know?
So I would say this. Since, you know, I never saw Eric fight before. So he would, you know, he got the reach advantage, right?
Yeah.
So he got to keep his distance. Could Solomon take him down, or Solomon go stay inside and strike with him?
I'm not sure. That's what's going to determine the fight, right, you know? Right. Because if Saul takes him down, then it's a whole different guard game. I haven't seen too much Eric in the guard that makes me think that he's good. But you never know, man, because the level of competition changes and, you know, weight makes a big difference. So if he's a lot stronger than Saul, I mean, I don't know.
Do you know what gym he trains out of?
I do not know what gym he trains out of.
That's another we forgot to ask him.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think he just does rounds with a couple coaches at different places. I've seen him... around at a couple different gyms.
Oh, okay.
But always with kind of the same coaches, so I think he just kind of bounces around. Man.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't mean to disrespect you, Eric, if that's not true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. My money, if I had to bet, I'd bet on Saul.
Okay.
But I've seen Saul a lot closer and work with him, obviously. So.
Will you bet the house on it?
I would bet the house on it. I bet your house on it for sure.
And the dog.
Definitely the dog. All right, we're out of here.
All right, peace.